content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have Barry Shamish, and I expect we're going to be talking about a DVD he sent me. I watched it last night. It deals with the UFO sightings that came from Israel back in the early 90s and then up through 1996, and Barry was one of the basic researchers on this, and he did a lot of television programs at the time. Of course, I mean, what are UFOs? Are they really from another planet, or is this all a straw man to throw us off the truth? Certainly the government is covering up what the UFOs are. They spend a great deal of money. They know what they are, but they certainly are doing everything they can to either confuse the American people or convince them we're dealing with beings from another planet, another galaxy. But is that what they are? Well, let's get Barry's views on this, and then maybe we'll get my views on what they really are, because an understanding of the UFOs and the truth about them is basic to an understanding of what's really going on in the world today. And this great spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So with that as the background, Barry, good to have you with us.
Always my pleasure. Well, I'm glad you watched the DVD.
You go ahead. I did. I enjoyed it. And let you go ahead with your story here.
Well, I don't know about enjoying it. You know, it's not bad. Did you notice that the section in the middle, which shows the amateur footage, consists of UFOs you've just never seen anywhere else?
Yeah, there are a lot of footage, you know, of various film footage shot by people who saw them, and the manifestations, these a craft, there's something there, there's no question. There's a craft there, it was seen by many people. It took on many forms. Very, very strange looking. Whatever it is real, is not imaginary, and it sure isn't something that, it's certainly not the flares that the government is trying to convince us, some sort of Air Force flares. So you pick up the story because you talked to a lot of the people, interviewed a lot of the people who actually were there, who encountered these beings. In fact, were some of them actually abducted by these beings?
I tended not to stress stories like that. I had a lot of great doubts, but they were certainly played with. They were certainly... all the women that you saw in those films were all 39 years old. Mm-hmm. And there were five different women. They all saw giants. They didn't know each other. Two of the women kind of knew each other, say hello in a store, maybe. All the rest didn't know each other. They were all the same age. Two of them were pregnant. Two lost their pregnancies. The crew that you saw sightings filmed the actual medical reports. One day she's pregnant, the next day she's not. Batya Shimon, which was one of the women, she was the one with the dog that went flying into the wall at 3 o'clock in the morning, was pregnant 25 years ago, and she kept the medical reports. If they were abducted, they didn't know it. But two of them did come out and say, I couldn't have been pregnant through my husband for this reason or that, and they were pregnant. So it is some sort of interbreeding program, choosing women of a certain age, and then they came back. Now, you were a little wrong about the dates. It begins in 1987, and for our perspective anyways, it ends in 1999, and the peak is 1993, between March and July. That's when the Oslo Accords were being formulated, and that's when the giants landed in Israel. If you want, let's start with the beginning.
You go right ahead. Start at the very beginning. It's an amazing story.
Well, the very beginning, and in that film, by the way, I didn't stress it because, I didn't have a program that wanted to stress the Shikmona Beach landings. Now, this Shikmona Beach is just outside Tel Aviv. It's the home of ancient ruins. And these ruins are in perfect stone circular shapes. And I asked archaeologists, what are these? Well, they're about 15 meters in diameter, and they're perfect circles made out of stone bricks. And they would tell me it was a mikvah, an ancient mikvah, that is a Jewish ritual bath. And I said, why put a mikvah on the shore of an ocean? You may as well just go in the ocean. Do you really need to make a mikvah when you've got a beach and you can go swimming? And they said, well, the water was handy. They gave excuses, but the excuses weren't very good. Now, we begin with Ami Akrai. Now, I'm going to do this, and we're going to end the show modern because I think it's connected. And this was a bad week for Israel. But let's start 1987. 1987, Ami Akrai, just before Yom Kippur, I believe it was a day before Yom Kippur, was rushing home when he saw, it was September 1987, when he saw in the sky what he described as a banana-shaped flying craft. At first he thought it was a helicopter in trouble. He pulled his car over to the side, and he watches this banana-shaped craft for only about 15 seconds. It does a couple of U's in the sky, and then it disappears. Now, he's all alone on the Tel Aviv-Haifa road. He said he'd never seen the highway so empty. And then he ran into a garage, a service station, across the street, and as he got there, the object rose again and emitted a great deal of red light down to the beach. Right on the beach there was a beam, and then it disappeared. His whole experience took less than a minute. Whoops.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Shammage.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Go ahead, Barry. Continue with the story there.
Okay, so Ami Akrai sees this beam of light on the beach and then goes home because it's Yom Kippur. After the holiday, he goes to the police and tells them what he saw, and they arrange a meeting with, back in 1987, really Israel's only ufologist. Her name was Hadassah Arbel. She goes with Ami to the beach, and on this DVD there's a picture of people holding up a drawing on Shikbona Beach. It is of a UFO. It is banana shaped from the side. It is about 50 meters in diameter, but there's something very unusual. Now imagine a beach is, burnt. I mean, can you imagine burnt sand? Now, in the second video of my DVD, we took the sand and I gave it to Sightings, a TV show back then on NBC, and they tested the sand, and lo and behold, this black sand melted in front of the camera with a little light on it. It melted. And there was what they decided, there was a low melting hydrocarbon poured onto the sand, and that created the image of the UFO right on the sand. There's an image of the UFO. Now, if that's not weird enough, and that's plenty weird, let me tell you, in the right hand corner of this image, it wasn't burned. You actually saw the sand and the vegetation, and there you have a 3.5 foot creature or being or whatever you call, they call them aliens for lack of a better word. I'm not sure, we're not the aliens and they're the humans, but neither here nor there. He's sitting on a chair in front of what appears to be a dashboard and appears to be driving this vehicle. And now, Israel has had many UFO sightings, but this is unique in the world. This seems to be a portrait of the actual driver of that craft. And by the way, I assume it really is a portrait of the driver of the craft. It's certainly a human creature of some kind sitting in front of a dashboard burnt into the sands of Shikbona Beach. Now, I went over, and I had a long evening with Ami Akrai, and I want to tell you this little event changed his life. His whole life after that became UFOs. Now, he's a car mechanic, and never read much, never had profound thoughts, and all of a sudden, he's seeing. Now, this is weird. Just assume that he told me the truth, which I do. He started seeing letters in front of his eyes. He would walk outside, look at the sky, there'd be letters. And he went looking, he wrote them down, he made charts, and finally, these letters were proven to be ancient Hebrew. And he does not know how to write ancient Hebrew. This is not what a car mechanic learns in Haifa. But he was seeing ancient Hebrew letters in front of his eyes. And by the way, he had a cult following. He had hundreds of people coming to him to heal them. He became a real media star from seeing this UFO, and this UFO burnt to the sand. Now, if that, by the way, I want you to know just one thing, and I'm going to add something personal. I lived, let's say, 2 hours from Haifa, when I got my car, I was driving home, and suddenly the lights dimmed, and I didn't have lights. I was driving in the middle of the highway without lights. And I actually drove home at about 2 miles an hour, hugging the curb, because my lights went. And the next day, the garage said a wire fell, and they fixed it in 1 second. But nonetheless, I actually think I was weird enough to mention. I had a very strange evening with Ami Akrai. But 6 months later, same thing happened. Two teenagers are on the beach. They see a UFO. No, I'm sorry, that was the third incident, the two teenagers. The next was just one person. Sees the UFO, sees the beam of light, goes to the police. The police call Hadassah Arbel all over again, same story. And about 100 yards less from Ami Akrai's UFO burnt on the sands of Shikmona Beach, there's another UFO burnt on the sands of Shikmona Beach. Again, it was black. It burnt the sands, but there was no driver this time. But now the incident of Shikmona Beach in Israel is so famous. And by the way, these are headlines in Israel. This is not an unusual incident. It's front page headlines now. Now you have the famous ice cream truck that seems to show up at UFO landings in Israel. You've got thousands of people going down to Shikmona Beach to see this 15-meter in diameter UFO burnt into the sands. And you've got, by the way, lots of ufologists, and they're measuring the sands. That was in the video you saw. One of the ufologists took the sands to what is called the Technion. It's Israel's MIT, and they found that the sands were 6,000 times more magnetic than the surrounding sands. People would pick, and now this was also very strange, there were shards of metal that were glowing in the seawater. Okay, they picked them up, and when they hit air, they turned to dust in people's hands. They were proven to be pure magnesium, which apparently is common in UFO sightings. This was tested. Ami Akrai's sighting was tested as well. This one was tested. There were a lot of people trying to figure out why Shikmona Beach was a site where UFOs left their images. I'm telling you, a photographic image. Try and imagine a piece of photographic paper where you have a banana above it, and you have like 1 second of light, and that's what was landing on the sands there were these, well, two UFOs, banana-shaped, on the sands of Shikmona Beach. And the third incident, these were the teenage lovers, where the UFO once again beams a light, but this time around it explodes. A giant explosion all over Shikmona Beach. Thousands of pieces of this UFO were all over the beach. And this was in the winter of 1988. Ami Akrai had his experience in September of 87. Then in February of 88, another UFO burnt onto the sands. And then I believe it was June of 88, a UFO explodes over Shikmona Beach into thousands of pieces. And this is now headlines. What is going, headlines in Israel, front page headlines. What is going on in Shikmona Beach? Now I'm going to flip forward just a little bit. The picture of the UFO is on this DVD that was made for me in New York. Now, Michael Heseman is a German, at the time he had a magazine on UFOs, and he came to Israel to meet with me. He wanted to see a few of these UFOs I was just starting to write about. Now, here is the part you should know. Just above Shikmona Beach, I mean, it's a short climb, 150 yards, oh my goodness, the shrine of, not Jeremiah, Elijah's tomb. There is a 2,400-year-old tomb for the prophet Elijah, built just above Shikmona Beach. Now, just to remind you who Elijah was, Elijah at that spot, this is the spot they built the shrine on Mount Carmel, he challenged the Canaanites to a duel. He said, your god Baal could not roast an ox, and my god will roast an ox in front of your eyes. So there was a big contest that night, and all night long they tethered this ox, the Canaanites, and by morning the ox was fine, a very healthy ox, no problem. And then Elijah tethered his ox, and boom, there's a ray from the sky, and the ox is dinner. In seconds, the ox is cooked. And over this spot, they built the shrine. Now, inside the shrine are paintings dating 2,400 years. Now, Michael Hesman goes into the shrine and takes photos, and lo and behold, there's a picture of the UFO in front of his eyes, and I mean it's exact. It's the exact shape of the two UFOs that burned themselves into Shikmona Beach in 1987 and 1988. They're on the wall of Elijah's shrine. And with these sightings, that's the show on NBC. They did 5 episodes about Israel, 4 with me included, explaining what was going on. Those are the 4 you watched. And I showed them the photos, and they went to Elijah's cave, and they found the picture. It was a match for what was burned onto the sands. But the director photographer, his name was Philip Lapkin. He was not a bad guy, by the way, but we didn't get along perfectly. But nonetheless, he said, I'm not going to include it. It might have been a drawing of a bat. So I said, why would they draw a bat? I said, what significance do bats have in Jewish history that they would draw a bat? And he says, well, it could have been a bat. I'm not going to say it's the same UFOs that were burnt on the ground. And he had the photos, by the way, and he had the sands. And nonetheless, he didn't include that in the show. I included that in my DVD, but very quickly. Where it is included, by the way, is in my book, Return of the Giants. Maybe your listeners should go to lulu.com. It's a website where I have put up this book, and it's very inexpensive, this book. I think it's $9 to download. I think it's $20 to have sent to your house. Go to lulu.com. Write, there's a space that says search. Write my name, Chamish, that's Chamish, and you'll get to the book, and you'll get the photos of this. Now, Elijah, as we all recall, went to heaven in a whirlpool. He didn't just get buried. One day they came for him, whoever they may be, and he was sucked into a whirlpool and was never seen again. And I'll tell you, I assume a whirlpool was just the only word they had 2,400 years ago for whatever sucked them up. But the story of Elijah in the Bible is extremely strange. And right above where he performed the ox miracle is where the UFOs landed. And it's a city down there with a perfect circular, well, they call them ritual baths. But quite frankly, that's just a guess. I think that site was holy. I took pictures of it and made magazines all over the world. Something went on Shikmona Beach in 1987-88, which I believe is connected to the events happening in Israel today in some way. And believe me, I don't know the way exactly. But that's when it all began in 87 when they really started landing in Israel, beginning with Shikmona Beach.
All right, fine. So anyway, then we're up to about 1989, and one of the craft has exploded onto the beach. And when we get back, why, we'll tell you more of this incredible story, which Barry doesn't usually talk about, but it just sounds so bizarre. What could this possibly be? What's the difference?
Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I'd like you to get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, if you want this DVD, when I was in New York, it was made for me. I have 50 copies. It's not even labeled yet. I'll be happy to send it. You might want to email me. Here's my email address. Chamish, Chamish, at NetVision, that's one word, NetVision, .net, net.il, Chamish at netvision.net.il. You know what, I'll even give you a phone number for this one, 904-501-7605. That's my cell number, 904-501-7605, and you can see the DVD. My website, just go to BarryChamish.com, but you won't find the UFO stuff on this website. It's all political. And as for the book, Return of the Giants, go to Lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, write in C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and my books, including Return of the Giants, will appear magically before your eyes, and they'll get into your house. They'll send a full copy of the book within a week. You have it, and it's not a bad copy. You have a choice between color and black and white. Color is a little more striking. It's a lot more striking. Now, we're talking about one incident. Well, one place, Shikmona Beach. Now, just so you know why I decided to cover this stuff, it happened when I was in the Army. I was actually in the Air Force. I shot missiles at airplanes. So I was on Air Force bases. And in the summer of 1980, we were just bombarded with UFOs, but not the really good stuff you see on the DVD. What you see on the DVD are not little dots in the sky. I mean, you see very vivid, strange UFOs, which were not seen in Jordan or Syria. They're all just seen in Israel, and that's another mystery. Why the UFOs just hit Israel and not our neighbors. And believe me, I went looking, there were just no reports from Jordan, or Lebanon. They were just in Israel. Now, when I was in the Army, we had squadrons of low-flying satellites. But these were clear. I mean, they weren't like the films we saw on the DVD, but they were clear. And they were traveling in threes or fives, but they were stopping on a dime and doing 90-degree turns and stuff that you can't do. Our physics don't allow you to do a 90-degree turn in the middle of flight. And we were trained. This is what we were trained to do. We were missile shooters. We were trained to spot things in the sky. We had classes every second day identifying enemy anything in the sky. And I got my whole unit out there. By the end, we were actually fighting whether they were UFOs or a secret weapon. And I went to pilots. Now, I'm in an Air Force uniform. It's a little distinct from the rest of the Army. It's grayer, but neither here nor there. I asked pilots on my Air Force base if they were ever scrambled to chase UFOs. And I assure you, they were all scrambled to chase UFOs. I got very interesting stories from pilots. They would give us lectures, by the way, on how to hit airplanes, enemy airplanes, not theirs, of course. And I would stick around after the lecture ended and talk to pilots. And they would all give their stories. Yeah, I was scrambled. I chased this red light over Jerusalem. And as soon as I got near, it disappeared in a flash. While I was in the Air Force, I was actually with good equipment, with binoculars, whatever we had there to spot enemy planes. I was watching these UFOs, and so was my whole unit. So, just so you know, we got into such a fight over what we were seeing every night that we actually went to our officers and demanded an explanation because it wasn't good for group morale. And one morning, we were all called out into formation. These are rows of three. And suddenly we were told to, in Hebrew, Amod Akshev. It means stand at attention. So we stood at attention. And then Amod Dom, which means at ease. And in comes an officer from the meteorological division. I guess that was the division in charge of UFOs. And he says to all of us, "You're spreading panic. Nobody say what they have been seeing in the skies, or you face trial." And then he walked away. We were threatened with a trial if we spoke about what we were seeing every night. And that is the attitude of the Israeli Air Force about UFOs, I found out. They really don't want the public to know about them. But when the UFOs started hitting Israel, this experience in the Air Force had changed me enough that I went looking for them, and I collected, well, at least 25 legitimate UFO tapes, and that's what's on the DVD, and that's what you were watching. Now, eventually, the TV networks from all over the world, from Germany, from Finland, from Japan, they made their way to my house as my writing got better known about this subject. But what you were watching were two television shows plus the amateur footage. One show was Sightings, which is still on TV. You can still see me on TV. And the other show was, I believe it was called World's Best UFOs. That was on Fox TV. A half an hour, by the way. I was on a Fox TV with commercials for about a half an hour between 7:30 and 8. They told me there were 35 million viewers. I don't know if that's true or not. But that's all in the DVD. The fact of the matter is, this was the same journalism the same as my political journalism. The same methods. Every single UFO case, I demanded corroboration. I went searching for witnesses. I went searching for physical evidence. And again, I have the physical evidence. Even with me in Florida, I have the shards of silicon pulled out of these circles. I brought them with me to Florida. You see them on the DVD. The fact is, what happened in Israel is extremely proven. I sent these shards to laboratories. I sent it to the University of Manchester, the University of Pisa. I gave it to the Sighting Show. I gave it to... Oops.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish with an amazing story. It's something I've researched many years ago. And so pick up the story from there, Barry.
Well, we only have like 10 minutes. And the next story is so long. It's the story of the Giants. I think we should wait till the next show, which is on Tuesday at midnight.
All right.
At least 20 minutes to tell you about the Nephilim or whatever these giant creatures were that landed in Israel, mostly at a town called Kadima. There was just one thing I want to mention this week, and it's important, and your listeners should know it. They pulled out of Hebron. We spoke about this last week, but it actually happened. Our army did something horrible this week. It used 3,000 soldiers to remove two families of 20 people from Hebron. Now, people, this is a very major thing that happened this week. It was Gush Katif all over again, and I just want to just add a couple of notes. I'm going to write about this a little later. Right now, I'm a little overwhelmed with it. Number one, where were the settlers? And this is something I've been saying over and over again. The army is now a banana republic army. We know that. The religious don't want to serve in it because there's a jihad against the religious in Israel using the once vaunted IDF. The once great Israel Defense Forces are being used today to remove the religious from their homes. Now, these two homes in Hebron were Jewish property from the year 1807. This is not Arab property. Historically, it's an absolute joke, but a deal has been cut with the Israeli Frankist government, and we're not going to do that again. That's a long story, but the forces outside Israel, determined to destroy the state, have said, you get the Jews out of Hebron, and you do it stage by stage, and you hurry up. Now, there was a deal cut with the army a year and a half ago. There used to be 13 families in this neighborhood. It's called Shalhevet, named after a 10-month-old baby shot by Arabs. And that baby, if it has any sort of consciousness, is rolling over in its grave. Because its neighborhood was destroyed, it no longer exists. Now, here's what bothers me. Where were the settlers? They're watching their homes being destroyed. Now, by the way, this was beyond emotional. It was the homes of Jews, not just completely destroyed, turned to rubble. Our army turned these homes into rubble. No one can ever live in them again. Now, there should have been hundreds of thousands of protesters there. The army of 3,000 should have faced 100,000 protesters, and they weren't there. The settlers are going to be removed from their homes because they don't care. It's a tiny minority. Everyone else is just waiting for the end. And when I saw this thing happen this week, and I didn't just get the reports, my friend Gemma Blech, and by the way, she does the photographs for my book Bye Bye Gaza, so there's a terrible irony in there. She was in Hebron taking pictures of what they did to these homes. And I have anyone who writes me, I'll forward the pictures of this absolute destruction taking place. The phony morale-building efforts, a guy with balloons shows up and takes the refugee children. Their homes were destroyed. They have nowhere to live. These people paid mortgages on their homes. No one's going to compensate them. They got eviction notices. In came our horrible army and destroyed their homes. They have no compensation whatsoever. The children lost their homes. In comes a guy blowing up balloons for the kids, and they think that's a real protest. They barricaded themselves into the homes. The army had to take a couple of extra hours of beating up the few protesters that were there until they broke through the barricades, and then they destroyed the homes, and these settlers didn't even bruise a soldier, not even bruise them. This is Gaza all over again, and the army now knows these settlers will not fight for their homes. They won't do it.
And certainly the vast majority of the Israeli people don't agree with what the government is doing.
Oh, sure they do. Two-thirds agreed.
Do you really think that two-thirds agree?
Yes, yeah, all the polls. One-third of Israel thinks the soldiers who refused to participate in this were justified. One-third said the settlers got a raw deal, and two-thirds agree with the government.
Well, what a shame.
Well, yeah, it's a shame. That's the power of brainwashing. Now, look, there were reactions. And by the way, either people are reading me or they're copying me now, because there were major newspaper reports, one in Mariv, one by Chaim Mizgav, I believe it was Yediot Ahronot, all talking about the jihad against the religious, all talking how the left, minority left, have taken over the thinking of the Israeli government. Stuff like this actually got printed for the first time. Somebody actually wrote about the war against the religious. Chaim Mizgav made fun of the army that it can't defeat 1,000 Hezbollah fighters, but it knows how to defeat 20 settlers and throw them out of their houses. Now, the settlers themselves did something of interest. First of all, they printed the names, some of the names, of the soldiers who refused to participate in this action. There, I guess 12 of them are now sitting in jail. But they also printed the names of the soldiers who destroyed the houses.
Well, we're out of time, Barry. We'll look forward to our next program of letters. Thank you very much.
All right, see you Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry. Now, why do I think this is important? Because I believe that there is a spiritual dimension. I believe it's certainly covered in the Bible and the scriptures, where we're told to avoid the people, the fortune tellers, and the diviners, and the water witchers, and the mediums. We're told that there is another dimension. But we should stay away from it. And I believe that these So I think these creatures are from the other dimension. I believe that they are evil. I believe they're increasingly going to be seen. I believe they're a manifestation of the spiritual force in the other dimension that really runs what's going on in the world today. And if you have not seen my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, you need to get them. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. It's available on DVD or VHS, and it comes with a syllabus that simply goes into the background of the text of what we talk about, and the symbols that are used hidden in plain sight of the secret societies, and even has the president's speech where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, or his statement when our founders declared a new order of the ages. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that's meant to be fulfilled. What is this ancient hope that he's talking about? Why, it's the new order of the ages. And what is the new order of the ages? Why, it's emblazed on the back of your dollar bill, Novo Ordo Seclorum. That's why you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. Of course, you need Brotherhood of Darkness. You need the videos, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. They're both put out by Chris Pinto, and we have a DVD that that Chris did when he was with us last year at our seminar, Atlantis Connection, the idea of lost Atlantis, America was the new Atlantis, and then we have another great DVD with Constance Cumby of The Emergence. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a free newsletter catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you need an emergency food catalog and you need to begin laying in your supplies because we're in for some difficult times, if you need the water barrels or pumps, things of that sort, to prepare for what lies ahead, if you'd like an emergency catalog, just give us a call. Our health catalog, all of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And remember, there really are spiritual forces out there. There is another dimension. We're told, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And believe me, that is why we are fighting in the Middle East today. We're not trying to catch Osama bin Laden. We've never tried to catch Osama bin Laden. We're not fighting for democracy in Iraq. This is a prelude to World War III and the destruction of the American civilization. I until tomorrow at the same time.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility,
Article 1, Section 10.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Johnstown, Denver.
Clerk, I'm Greg Moore. The Bush administration is taking new steps to try to crack down on illegal immigration. We have more from correspondent Jerry Bodlander.
The failure of Congress to overhaul the nation's immigration laws prompted the administration action. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says it includes larger fines for anyone employing people who are in the U.S. illegally.
The magnet that brings most economic migrants into this country is work. And if we have worksite enforcement directed at illegal employment, we strike at that magnet.
The White House is stressing the enforcement changes, which include an effort to tighten the border, are all it can do under existing law.
Equipment.